The Point, The Point. Hello, it's Mike Robb, and welcome to The Point, where all parts of pop culture come together. Justified is back for season four on the FX network. Series star Timothy Olyphant is along to talk about just what we can expect there. Meanwhile, yes, that's the Batmobile that's headed to court. The following is headed to Fox, and a prequel to Psycho is on the way as well. Let's get to The Point right now.
This is The Point, The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
The FX series Justified is headed back for season four, and like any show with that big of a track record, there's a certain evolution and a certain number of changes that take place. One of those is the additional title of executive producer, added to the resume of series star Timothy Olyphant. And we asked him, what's that mean to him?
Well, first of all, it means a great deal to me. I am very thankful for the opportunity, and it's made the job just thoroughly enjoyable and thoroughly challenging. And it really has been a pleasure to be able to have permission to work with the writers and the directors week in and week out in that capacity. How involved I am? You know, in my mind, I'm doing everything. But in reality, I'm doing very, very little. Well, you know, it's so easy. I'm guilty of, you know, you come up with one idea, one moment, one line, something that leads to something, and you say, it's easy for me. I'm ashamed to say, I can sit back and say, look at that. There would be no show without that. Taking off the hat right there, that was my idea. I can make the whole episode, and it's nothing. The writers on this show are amazing, and they sit down in front of a blank page, and the fact that they come up with what they come up with week in and week out is quite some kind of miracle. And my job basically is to, you know, just keep poking at it and keep asking questions and keep. I have the luxury of not having my name on the page, and I think that gives me a certain amount of freedom just to. Shoot out ideas of any kind, and I think because I'm not a writer, it gives me a certain vantage point that sometimes can be helpful when I engage with the writers and collaborate with them in that way.
The show is based on the works of noted author Elmore Leonard, and unlike some shows that do drift from the source material, Tim insisted that Justified is sticking to the course.
Well, look, we're trying to do Elmore Leonard right, and Elmore Leonard is always about some sort of moral code amongst, you know, cops and thieves, and they define one another not by necessarily by, you know, good guys and bad guys, but, you know, just which ones are the assholes and which ones aren't, and there's oftentimes just certain lines that good guy or bad guy, they just won't cross. And there's a respect that comes, you know, from that. So, you know, we're always looking for that. We're looking for that moral code that each one of them has, that thing that separates them from one another. And, you know, you can't pick up an Elmore novel and not find that, chapter to chapter and all of his books.
Tim's character, Raylan, is first a lawman, but one with a heavy criminal element surrounding his past. Is there any chance that he might, well, slip into the dark side?
Well, that's a good question. The answer is not to be a smart but the answer is I don't know. But so far, so good. He seems to be walking right up to the edge now and then. And that's kind of the fun of it, is watching how close he can get to that without crossing. And at times, we were just talking about this yesterday in the writer's room, about, you know, there's a fun game that happens now and again where others try to pin him down on who he is and what his intentions were, or what would have happened had it not gone exactly the way it did. Mm-hmm. And Raylan is often the guy who's not allowing that he refuses to allow it, you know, allow him to get pinned like that. And in some respects, it seems it's outrageous that even that anyone would even ask the question. And that's kind of a fun character to play.
We got more with Tim coming up. Meanwhile, new episodes of Justified every Tuesday on FX. And as always, find more material at FXNetworks.com. Here we go with the latest in pop culture. Well, you've heard of the Superman lawsuit, the Smallville lawsuit, the Kirby lawsuit, the Captain America lawsuit, a Batmobile lawsuit. There'll be a hearing late in the month on motions made to dismiss a suit brought on by DC Comics against some folks who made a replica Batmobile. Of course, there's been a number of replica Batmobiles made over the past few years, a lot of which have been touring auto shows. A&E has announced that on March 18th, they'll show the premiere of Bates Motel. It's a new scripted drama series that's somewhat of a prequel to the original Psycho film, giving us a backstory of Norman Bates all the way through his teenage years. Nestor Carbonell, of course, from Lost, and others are the stars of the series, which, again, will premiere on A&E on March 18th and can be previewed soon at A&E.com. The web series Drunk History is coming to Comedy Central. Comedy Central's okayed 8 episodes of the half-hour show that features A-list celebrities along with drunk storytellers reenacting various points in history. Digest that for a second. It'll premiere, as we say, in a few weeks on Comedy Central. In the meantime, if you want to check out episodes, they're up right now at funnierdie.com. Last summer at Comic-Con, we were treated to a number of screenings of upcoming television pilots, and the one that was in the top of our list and still is, The Following, which is soon to premiere on Fox. The Kevin Bacon drama, created by Kevin Williamson, we think is going to be the big hit of 2013. And we're backing it up by giving you an extended trailer that we found up on our website, getthepointradio.com. Keep in mind, The Following premieres on Fox on January 21st. And in a week or two, we'll share with you our exclusive interviews with Kevin and the rest of the cast of the show. Chances are somebody in your life is a fan of Domo, and if so, well, you can tie him into something that's going to be happening at DC soon. There's word that DC will be tying into the icon, maybe to release Domo-inspired figures of familiar DC characters. According to sources, we should find out sometime in February, more than likely, just in time for Toy Fair.
The Point Radio. Here's what's cool.
Plenty of good stuff to warm up to this week when you head into comic stores, and we'll give you our list here of the 5 things we need for you to at least page through before you head to the cash register. It starts with Dark Horse and Star Wars. A lot of rumors about what may be happening there since Disney's picked up the rights to that, but Dark Horse is not going out quietly. First issue of Star Wars this week. Yep, it's the original, right back to the characters you love. Luke, Leia, Han, and everybody in a brand new series that begins right here from Dark Horse. From DC, a couple of hardcovers you may find interesting. The Absolute Batman and Robin hardcover features the entire run of Grant Morrison's Batman and Robin series, plus some extras as well. And the Adventures of Superman with Gil Kane hardcover. This features Gil's work in a lot of forgotten titles from the 80s and 90s. Some great work on the Superman title by Gil, and some, of course, beautiful things to look at there. From Image, a couple of second printings to note. Bedlam number 2 has a second printing this week. And Clone number 1 has a second printing, just like The Legend of Luther Strode has. It's a second printing for its first issue. There's a new issue of Clone and a new issue of Load Through Stroud out this week. Number 2 for Luther and number 3 for Clone. For Amazing Spider-Man, if you're catching up on that, number 699 has a second printing out this week as well. And Deadpool, number 1 and number 2, both reprinted by Marvel this week with a first and a second issue. And Shadow Man from Valiant, another book that sold out pretty quickly, and the first issue has a second printing this week. Also to note, from Marvel, Superior Spider-Man number 1 out this week. Not much we can comment on without spoiling what happened in Amazing number 700. You should probably just take a look and you'll figure it out. Figure out where your favorite comic store may be for the new year. There's a whole list available and it's updated constantly. And you can get it, of course, toll-free at 1-888-COMIC-BOOK or with a free app for the Apple customers available in the iTunes App Store.
The Point.
That's it for the podcast right now, but we're back in a couple of days. More with Timothy Oliphant about what's happening on Justified this season. And we talk to the stars of Gangster Squad headed to theaters this weekend. In the meantime, there's plenty of pop culture going on right now at GetThePointRadio.com. You can listen free on your desktop. You can grab an app from the iTunes App Store that's also free and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your iPhone or your iPad. Or grab the app TuneIn Radio and listen on your Droid or your BlackBerry as well. The podcast is produced twice every week by Malcontent Media. That turns up in the iTunes podcast directory where you can subscribe and on great websites like ComicMix.com and MichaelDavisWorld.com as well. Let us know what you think and follow us on social media too. We're The Point Radio on Twitter and on Facebook too. And we'll see you back here in a few days. Get the-